Co se týká takových třech hlavních témat nebo vizí, tak je to obrany schopnosti.
Businessman Karel Divish outlines his vision for the presidency and the steps of the Ministry of the Interior in Prague on Tuesday. It was busy there as film crews and photographers followed aspirants for the posts registering at the last minute. Among those who also left it to deadline day were national union leader Josef Stradula and entrepreneur Karel Janeček. There are no fewer than 21 would-be candidates. Some of them are scarcely known and have virtually zero chance of being elected in the two-round system. So why are they running? That's a question that I put to Otto Eibel of Masaryk University, an expert on political marketing.
I don't understand their motivations, to be honest. They are going to spend tremendous amounts of money just because they want to be seen or to be heard in the public sphere, and that could be enough for some of them. But we live in a democracy, and it is their right to run for president, so they use this right. And there might be a good motivation. Well, if they think about their political career, so they could have started thinking about being elected to the Senate, because we saw in the past that the unsuccessful presidential candidates were successful in the Senate elections.
Qualification to stand depends on either having the backing of a number of legislators or gathering 50,000 signatures. Most of the aspirants have gone the second route, typically collecting many thousands more signatures in case some are rejected by the Ministry of the Interior. However, many may well be disqualified when officials announce on November 26th which applicants have made the grade. Last time, fewer than half got through. Eibel says that for the main candidates, nothing has changed with Tuesday's cutoff.
I believe that all the campaigns will be mainly full of emotions, like all campaigns in the past. And the most important thing right now is who will be the one who will get it to the second round with Andrej Babiš, probably.
For some time, the polls have made ex-PM Babiš and former army man Petr Pavel the frontrunners. However, though surveys still place her third, there's evidently been a recent surge in support for economist Danuša Nerudová. Otto Eibel says her apparent rise may be unsettling to the two perceived leaders.
Danuša Nerudová has her momentum right now. She's going up in the polls. Many people and journalists started talking about her. And, you know, in some way she reminds at least some people to Slovak president Čaputová. And many people in the Czech Republic like Čaputová. So they believe or they think if they support Danuša Nerudová, the result could be similar to the Slovak situation.
The presidential elections are due to get underway in mid-January.